Yeah, it's Brittany to start us off. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday, people. Ireland. It's not going to be the best Friday you've ever had, but it can be
yes,
a great
one. Yes, it will.
One.
It can be a fantastic
Friday. Yeah, why not? Sure, it's not, as far as Tara's saying there, it's going to be a bright, sunny day anyway.
Yeah.
That's not a bad start to anything.
Yeah, that's always got to have a good ring to it when somebody says a bright,
jeepers,
sunny day.
Yeah, tell you.
Welcome along, folks. It is Friday. Happy Friday to you. Friday, 20th of March. It's almost 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Will we check in on Lord Lucan?
Oh, let's check in on him. Yeah, let's see if he's on back in his crackle pod again this morning. Yeah.
Lord Lucan, are you there?
Good morning.
He's in his toilet. He's in his toilet.
This time around, I'm actually in my front porch. I had to switch.
Oh, are you?
So it was my wife's ingenious idea. We tried to find a place that would section me off from the kids, and the front porch is it.
All
so
right.
He's in his own. So can people walk by and point at you and stuff? Are you in like is it like being a shop window?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. People can look by, give me a wave, whatever. It's a beautiful, beautiful looking day.
That's hilarious. Oh my God! So there's an outside broadcast going on, but you're not allowed to know exactly where.
Yeah,
just wander around Lucan, looking for a mad Mike in a window.
Yeah, housing estates in Lucan. Look out your windows and see if there's a strange man in the porch.
I'm definitely not giving my address.
You are clothed though, Michael. Yeah,
I am fully clothed.
Ah, well then you're ruining it. Go ahead and get your jocks off. Do it properly.
I listened to Helene O'Toole on Niall Boylan yesterday, and she said the important thing, because she's self isolating, is to keep a routine. So that's what I'm doing.
Right. Okay. So he got up and got dressed. Yeah. That's a start.
Keep a routine. Go out and display yourself to the neighbours. First time there's been a crack of light at dawn for months, and there he is sitting in there with
in all his glory. In his morning suit. Yeah. Right, listen, Michael, we'll be chatting to you through the course of the morning, no doubt, no two ways about it. If you want to give us a shout, of course, 087-188-0008, all of the regular bits and bobs on the way. There's a birthday straight off the bat. Huge day today in UPS and Finglas, lads. Graeme Flynn turns 50 on Sunday, so everybody wants him to have a good one, even though he can't actually go anywhere to celebrate it.
You can go home, sure. Or you can go and join Mike in his sort of underpants party, I think.
Absolutely. There's an underpants party in Lucan if you want to go
there. There'll be a nice safe pane of glass between the two of you and everything.
Anyway, Paddy and all the lads in UPS and Finglas wanted to wish Graeme Flynn happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Graeme.
For Sunday, so fair play to you. Also, happy Friday from Gareth in Limerick. He says, happy Friday, lads. Just wanted to check on the elderly. How's Tara?
Oh,
Gareth. Oh, I tell you something. She's coming for you,
Gareth.
Oh my God! Listen! If you listen carefully, you can hear.
He's putting us in jeopardy. It's just the three of us here today. You could get us shot.
Coming for you, Gareth. Richie the trucker has been on. Sad day for English Ian. Mixed emotions as he says they're closing up for a while because of this bloody coronavirus thing.
Feckin' thing. Yeah, it's doing that to a lot of places. It's horrible to see. Yeah.
Yeah, but English Ian, hopefully you'll be able to tune in from home. It'd be good to have you along as well. Happy Friday from Daryl and all the gang there in Dublin too. Morning giblets from the from the Lily White.
Go on, giblet yourself.
There's Amanda who has... God, I thought I was reading an earlier message, something about a cracked tooth, but no. Hope you're healthy and safe, she says. Just checking in.
We are. Well, thanks very much. We're doing all right so far, anyway.
Absolutely. Barb in Limerick. There's Margaret in Fermoy. And hi, lads. Is this what we'll all look like when all of this is over? From Frank in Galway. To be honest with you, that's what Mike looks like in his porch at the moment.
I can't see it.
There's a WhatsApp message there that hopefully Mike and PG are going to get to see. Very shortly. It's very accurate. Very accurate indeed, to be honest with you, Frank. Right, listen, as I say, 087-188-0008, if you want to give us a shout at any stage. Magic Mike, Lord Lucan, as he is now, set up in his porch. PJ is in his own little padded cell.
Yeah, I'm getting increasingly desperate over here on my own.
Really?
Yeah,
I thought you loved being on your own.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, you know what I mean, Jim? So close, but yet so far.
Actually, it's... Like looking at you in your porch in there.
I know, yeah. This is a little bit of a porch, isn't it?
Through your window. Except for some reason. Can you not hire yourself up?
That's in the height of it there. And if I progress in the chair,
can only see you from the chin up.
Hello.
Aha, take on me here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 6:15. Happy Friday to you. Friday, 20th of March. We're about to take on the birthdays. You ready to do this?
Let's do this. I wasn't in bad form there yesterday.
You got one right yesterday.
I ain't telling you. Well, no, everything was kind of banging off posts and everything, so
yeah, yeah, you were close enough on a few. Right, let's start with this. Famous name, Spike Lee. Actor, director.
Oh, yeah.
Author, general...
So he did all of those, there was a whole spate of those movies. about sort of South Central LA style movies. And he was responsible for
Didn't he do the Malcolm X movie as well?
Yeah, he did. That's a cracking movie.
That's the one with Denzel, is it?
Yeah, that's a brilliant movie, that one.
Yeah, it's a goodie, all
right.
Another
one where Denzel is just Denzel, but it's just about enough. He gets away with it, you see.
Denzel gets away with being Denzel, yeah.
The other one, you know, the Pacino just does Pacino all the time. I suppose he gets away with it, but I don't know why. Hey! You know what I mean? Yeah. Why are you doing? If he was playing Malcolm X, which would obviously be the worst casting.
As movies go,
it would be the worst casting.
That'd be shaky enough, all right.
But you know he'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm a Muslim! Isaiah! Get out of my way! Hoo-ha!
Actually, I just nailed it. You've said it. I've just copped that. Denzel is pretty much Denzel in everything.
Oh, he is, yeah, but it's
enough. I'm thinking of all the Denzel movies I've seen, and I think he's brilliant. I love him in movies.
Oh, he is brilliant, but he's so neutral, I think. I think that's why. He's so neutral. Whereas the other two lads, De Niro and Pacino, they're not neutral. They're like just making the character of the movie exactly like the character of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Robert De Niro, no. Robert De Niro was a Scottish fella, no. Hey.
Yeah, but mind
I'm
you,
from Scotland.
Come on, if Denzel had to do Sean Connery as a Russian submarine captain, he'd probably do it the same as Denzel does, I don't know, American gangster.
I know, but
it'd
still be some way more believable. Rather than if Pacino was there, he'd be going, "Hey, Mother Russia, let's fire this torpedo at these American hoo-has."
Yeah. Or De Niro doing his, "Hey, Russia, you looking at me?"
Yeah, Russia.
Nobody else in the sub.
Commandant. Spike Lee. Jeez, I was just about to guess Denzel.
You know, yeah. We have a habit of doing that one.
Spike Lee is, what age is he now? Oh, he's 57.
63.
Oh, fart, right.
63 is Spike Lee. Right, okay, couple of footballers for you.
Okay.
Starting with Fernando Torres.
Oh, Fernando Torres, yeah. Well, of course, he's a big Liverpool legend, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But thankfully, they're not going to win the league.
Massive Chelsea flop as well. That was, I tell you.
Now, when he went there,
he was the first Alexis Sanchez, wasn't he?
He was. Because he was fantastic in Atletico. Fantastic. Like, in his early days
and
in Atletico.
Huge for Liverpool. And then went to Chelsea and
just
fell off a cliff.
Decided he wasn't into a football anymore.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Still,
where is he now? Is he back at Atletico?
I don't know if he is now. He did go back.
Yeah.
Atletico are a bit too good for him now, I think, to be honest with you. They're a bit up the higher end of the sale. I'm not so sure. But I'd say he's around the same age as me. No, he's not. He's a little younger, but not much. 39.
36.
Fart, he's much younger than me.
36, yeah. I mean, he is still playing, is he? Or is he?
I don't know. I don't know where he is. I'll have to have an old Google of him.
Somebody will know. Anyway, right, speaking of other footballers who may not have necessarily, you know, nowadays scaled the heights, one of our own is celebrating his birthday today, PJ. Marcus Rojo.
Rojo?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, yeah, not exactly him.
Yeah.
I was going to say not exactly someone to sing about.
No.
Which I think is probably quite an apt description of Marcus Rojo.
Yeah. And his name is actually quite appropriate because, you know, he's a man never too far away from a red
card. From a red card, yeah.
It's extraordinary.
But then I suppose when you're playing that badly, you just want to give someone a kick in the charlies and try and get sent home.
Well, to be fair, yeah. Yeah. Two-footed Rojo.
Yeah. I know.
The old rush of blood to the head.
Some fellas you wouldn't miss. You know what I mean? When I see it, when we're going through these days of social isolation and you don't have the sport on in the weekend to watch, that's what I do. I focus on the likes of Marcus Rojo and say, "Asher, we're not missing that much, really."
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to be fair, you know, United should actually claim some level of charity status
for him.
Well, for paying the likes of Sanchez and Rojo and
don't open the door now.
You know. I'm not sure they'd know what a football looked like anymore.
Yeah. Well, they've probably caught a few in the face from the last couple of days. I'd say Marcus Rojo is...
I'll tell you, significant birthday for him.
Oh, 30 then.
He's 30, absolutely is, right. Sticking with the footballers, ex-footballers though, although you could apply the same to Marcus Rojo. But anyway, Sky Sports pundit Paul Merson.
Oh, Paul Merson! What a colourful past he's had.
They called him the Magic Man or something.
Yeah. Of course he was.
I like him.
Ah, he's good fun.
I like him on the telly.
He's good fun.
Yeah,
and I especially like him because he's coming out now saying, "Liverpool haven't won a league. And they won't win a league. No matter what happens now, they haven't won a league." He's doing all of that. I'm like, "You're such a little stirrer."
But he's, I love the way he's kind of, you know, he's kind of renowned for getting things wrong.
Yeah.
As in, not getting things wrong, mispronouncing stuff. And
yeah, he's like a friend of mine. I've got a friend of mine, and I was chatting to him yesterday, actually, coincidentally. I was on the phone to him.
Yeah.
And, like, he calls Leo Varadkar, Leo Varadkar.
Right.
You know, just everything's just slightly off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes to the,
like
the hospital.
Yeah.
I'm going up the hospital to see me ma. She's saying that this Leo Varadkar is doing very well at the moment. You're like, you know, everything's just slightly off.
Yeah.
A Borgra. Can I give us a chips on a Borgra? You know these fellas? He's one of them. Everything's slightly off, but you don't know how to put your finger on it.
You don't really know how to fix it.
Yeah, fish and chips and a bum Borgra.
Right. So Paul Merson, who is a bit like that, I find him very entertaining.
Yeah, he's great.
I like him on the telly, I have to say.
He's probably like 51.
Oh, not bad, 52.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take that. All.
Now, we've got a couple of interesting ones to finish. All right?
Yeah.
I don't even know what... Okay, let me give you this one, right? It's a memory from your childhood, okay? It's Big Bird's birthday today.
Ah, jeepers!
Right?
Yeah.
Now, we've done this before, and you were saying to me, right, so is it the character or is it the guy who plays him? I don't know.
Right.
It just says Big Bird from Sesame Street.
Ah, jeepers.
But the advantage for you is you're going to get it right.
How do you know that?
I just know you're going to get it right.
This is very...
Pick a number.
60. I think Big Bird's probably 65.
Well, I'm going to say you're right simply because nobody can prove you wrong. It says age unknown.
Ah! Happy birthday, Big Bird.
Age unknown. How could that be? How can they know it's somebody's birthday and not know how old he is?
I said, how do you know that? How do you ever know there's such a thing
it's
as a 12...
It's a stuffed animal.
It's a 12-foot turkey. 12-foot yellow turkey.
You tell him what age he is.
Yeah, he can take whatever age he wants. Unbelievable.
Right, so Big Bird, we're going
to... God, I love Big Bird when I was a kid.
We're going to give you that, which means technically you've got two. You know, Marcus Rojo is 30,
it's
Big Bird...
It's a return
Bird,
to form.
Age
the only
unknown.
Thing I have to say now is, if I win a birthdays, I don't want a day off.
Yeah.
It's the last thing I want.
Another day of self-isolation.
So, you're going to have to buy me a cake or something.
Right, well, the last one, to give you three in a row, again, right up your street, buddy. We've established, you know, your musical tastes and everything, right?
Yeah.
Today is the birthday of Dame Vera Lynn.
Vera Lynn?
Dame Vera Lynn. You know, from the war. We'll meet again.
Oh, my God.
Don't know where.
You know
the way you're into that sort of music.
Well,
you love the old oldies.
Well, I sing it to you because
when
I know that's what you remember.
The streets where you live.
Pack up your troubles and your old... all of that old stuff.
That, yeah, PJ, we've discovered that PJ's guilty pleasure is really, really old
war
music.
Wartime. The old wartime hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, you could be the new Chaz and Dave. Knees up, Mother Brown.
Oh, yeah. When this is all over. Tell you, this is going... That'll be the music of the day when this virus is gone.
Oh, wow.
I'll be releasing songs like that, singing with me, you know, singing in me bare feet.
You could become the new Dame Vera Lynn. I mean, she was the voice, that, you know, the sweetheart of World War II.
You could be
the sweetheart of coronavirus.
Yeah, and I'll just put a bit of a Dublin spin on it. No regrets. No, there won't be no regrets.
It's a winner, man.
And my friend
winner.
Will be in the back. I had a burger with Leo Varadkar. It was love on the ree. Every day.
I tell you, look, we've nailed it.
We've nailed it. This is
right.
What's happening. Vera Lynn.
Dame Vera Lynn, and she is not. She is not a young woman. Oh,
she's 93.
She's 103.
Blimey, imagine being 10 years low on 93. Holy fart.
103. See, it's good for you. It's good for your long life and all that sort of stuff if you become like the sweetheart of a nation.
There you go. I'm telling you. Let's get that going then.
Yeah.
Jim, like I always say, it's a long way till Tipperary.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks, Tara. Happy Friday to you, team.
Happy Friday.
What's the story with you?
Well, we're in for a bright and sunny one, so what's not to love?
Absolutely. Weekend, I mean, it's... What are your weekends now?
Are they
always were.
Well, no, far from it. Far from it. Going for a walk and literally walking at a snail's pace so it lasts for a good couple of hours, I suppose.
And that you stay behind the people in front.
Exactly, in the most remote location you can possibly find. I was walking around like the back country lanes of North County Dublin last weekend. So.
Wow.
I'd be probably doing the same again. Because I did go to, I won't name it, but I did go to one well-known park domain area in Northam. And it was like Grafton Street on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So I'm getting the hell out of here.
I've been at a few of them, yeah.
I was in the Phoenix Park yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was rammed.
Yeah.
I mean, even the deer were like, what is going on here?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sticking to me country boreens for now.
Try walking around the roads and all, avoiding people. I'm swerving. Like I'm doing a slalom on a ski slope trying to get away from people coming down the streets. It's unreal how many people
That's actually a good policy, to avoid people, just walk on the street where they'd normally be, because they're clearly off down Dolly Mount or, you know, on the Coast Road or up in the Wicklow Hills. So, not a bad idea.
Or literally walk the roads. There's no traffic on them.
Right up the middle of them. Although that's probably not the best advice either.
Exactly, yeah. But it's weird because you don't know whether you're looking forward to weekends now.
No.
What's the time when you be in work and you're kind of really looking forward to the weekend and whatever your weekends were, you know what I mean? Sleeping in or going for a pint or doing whatever
it is. But it's it's almost like the only thing to differentiate the weekend is I don't have to get up and come to work.
Exactly.
Because you're just at home.
I know. And that's painful, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? I love coming in here and doing your heads in. Like, you know what I mean? I want to try and make... That's my mission is, you know, to come in here every day and
you
try
know
and make...
PJ FaceTiming you did just to annoy you over the course of the weekend.
I was literally going to say, is that where this is going? Do you want to FaceTime us just to complain and
Tara, are you there?
Hey.
Tara, it's PJ.
Hey. You two need to take the hit. Me making this harder on you two makes it easier on me.
Right, clearly understood. You've got to do your bit, you know.
It's nice to see the solidarity, you know, that's happening at this time of crisis.
Oh, I tell you, and you're brilliant at it, the both of you. And I really appreciate the effort you're putting in.
ELO, Hold On Tight here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Nelly Furtado just ahead of that, and I'm Like a Bird. Happy Friday to you folks. Friday 20th of March, 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hopefully you're in decent form, as PJ said earlier on. It's a very different sort of Friday feeling.
Different kind of Friday. I have a plan, though. I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to one of the big sort of fancy restaurants out our way.
Right.
Is still doing... They've never do takeouts ever normally.
Right.
But now they don't do sit-in. You have to do takeout. So I'm going to treat myself to one of them and bring it back to the house. And I'm going to have a little movie night to myself.
Like a posh takeout?
I'm going to have a really posh takeout.
I mean, without giving the game away, that doesn't really matter whether you give the game away or not. But what sort of food are we talking here?
Oh, it's Indy. It's a place, it's in Clontarf. It's called Canara.
Right.
Oh, it's a, like, you know what I mean? Now, when you're
God, that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah,
there's a brilliant Indian in Greystones called Chakra.
Yes.
I think it's my favourite restaurant maybe
there
in the world.
There you go, look.
That's a great idea.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to spend a few quid now and take it back. You know, eat beans on toast then till next Wednesday, be grand. And I think I'll pour myself a hard drink.
Oh my God.
And I may sit there and have a
hard fizzy.
A hard fizzy. There might not even be fizz in this one, it's so hard. And then they sit there and have a movie night.
Hard flat fizzy.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
Hard flat fizzy. Oh, there you go. That's the name of that album.
I'm going to check in with Lord Luca there and just see that he's still okay. You're still all right in your porch. You haven't kind of, you know, you're not suffering from, what do you call it, hypothermia or anything.
No, I've got a lovely heater here beside me and everything. Thinking that's a great idea by PJ, actually.
It's going not bad, right?
Posh takeaway, good idea. Good shout, man.
And then just eggs and beans till Wednesday. It'll make you appreciate it the next week then when it comes around.
Actually, if you're going to go on eggs and beans, Mike's going to end up permanently in his porch. He's not going to be let back into the house.
Yeah.
I think I'll support Italian cuisine considering what they're going through. So a snack box, I think.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, if you're gonna go highbrow, may as well go the whole hog.
Jeepers, you may as well get a battered sausage and light the end of it on fire like a candle, and all.
Like a cigar. Yeah. A giant flaming battered sausage.
Yeah, that's what he's got. He's gonna smoke a battered sausage in front of Netflix tonight. It'll be lovely.
Oh my God. Anyway, so look, I suppose, Mike, you're taken up with trying to entertain your children all the time now, are you?
Yeah, don't get me wrong, lads. I absolutely adore my children.
There's a butt coming here, PJ.
You can hear it.
There's only so many walks. There's only so many games of football you can play at a distance from people. So, yeah, it's challenging. It is challenging.
Oh, bet you. Oh, my God.
Kicking the ball miles away. Now, you go and get the ball. Why did you kick it over there, Daddy? No, you have to be far away. Go and get the ball.
Oh, yeah.
But it's in the other field, Daddy.
It was, gassy. I felt so rude yesterday. A woman came up to me and ran up to me on the beach. Can I get a picture of you with the young fella? I was there. Absolutely not.
don't bring a child
and
near me.
And she started laughing. I totally forgot all about it. I was there. I can't. I'd love to, but I can't. Unless you want to do it with like 3 metres in the distance. Or I go down by the sea and wave and you get a picture of him.
Be like my photograph of Daniel Day-Lewis. If he's just in the background, he didn't even know about
it. It looked like I'm a parrot standing on his shoulder.
Jim, we were in the Phoenix Park yesterday.
Yeah, I went to the Phoenix Park yesterday because that's the only way I can, like, I met Daniel, my youngest lad or whatever, and, you know, it's weird. The only way you can meet somebody now is in sort of open-air surroundings, you know what I mean? You can't go to coffee shops and... It's weird.
It's like some sort of prison yard, but we were there yesterday as well, and my little one started running towards a massive oak tree, but it was only just when she was almost there, I saw a head popping out from behind it, and I was like, Fiona! No! it's just a mad situation.
I know, it's weird. It's weird stuff. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, whatever's going on for you. Somebody saying, Gary saying that I missed the after show. Well, we haven't done it, Gary. We haven't done it yet. We will do it today.
We'll
though,
do it today,
Louis.
Yeah. Today's the day, yep.
Yeah, we'll lash it up for you later on today, so don't worry about that. Who else have we got? We got Kate and Kerry, who's off to walk her dog. This is a bit chilly. Hang in there. Jim, I know why PJ is unhappy in his Fisher Price room. He misses the smell of old lads and mothballs from your studio.
I do.
Harsh.
I do. It's
harsh,
true,
Dan.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you'd imagine even in a crisis, Dan had come around to be nice.
No, Dan, you're right, and it is nice. You do miss it. You miss what you took for granted so many times before.
Paddy in Dundalk is absolutely 100% convinced he's going to win the Euro Millions tonight.
Yeah.
It'd be so wet. I was going to say it'd be strange to win it at the moment, but you take it any time. But
God, there'd be never a better time to win it.
Yeah, actually, I suppose, yeah.
Oh, you'd be like Scrooge McDuck, just filling up the bath with your money and lying there with your fancy takeaway.
Yeah, now also, there's a text in here, right, that we need to speak about because we got this from our boss yesterday as well. But John wants to know whether or not we're taking part in this pan-European thing of playing Never Walk Alone at a quarter to eight.
God.
Now, our boss was on yesterday and we're still trying to suss out whether or not
he's being
serious
or not.
Or whether he was winding us up. Because obviously he knows that, like, you know, only people who are, you know, let's say suspect.
Oh my God.
Follow that.
It looks like, for those that don't know, the radio stations of the world are coming together to play You'll Never Walk Alone.
Apparently it was a Dutch initiative or something.
The Dutch, because they don't know anything.
Yeah.
Right? About
they
this.
They don't understand football.
They don't realise that there's a radio station in Ireland run by 3 Manchester United fans in the breakfast show. That Captain Jim and his merry men are all Manchester United fans, and we may have to play You'll Never Walk Alone morning.
That would hurt me more than the virus, I think.
Ah, yeah, no, I'd take a belt to the old virus now, in fairness, yeah.
Yeah, so we're trying to establish whether he was serious or whether it was just to annoy us.
But it seems like it's real.
It does look like it's real. In an hour's time, the strains of Jerry and the Pacemakers. Mind you, if we do have to do it, I'm going to refer to it as that Celtic classic. You'll Never Walk Alone.
Oh, good man, that's we'll go with that one, yeah.
Playing the old... That famous Celtic song, You'll Never Walk Alone.
I don't think we'll get away with it, but it'll be a good way to wind at least somebody up.
Absolutely. Somebody's saying, well, you know the way we're talking about Big Bird and his birthday today. Apparently the lad who played Big Bird has since passed away.
Oh.
The actual body in the suit or whatever.
Well, this is Grey Friday altogether, isn't it? Poor old Big Bird's gone as well. I think it must have been the bird flu got him back in the day.
That was it, yeah. Back in the day. Anyway, listen, there's loads of texts in. Apologies if we didn't get a chance to give you a shout out. We see them all regardless. 087-188-0008. And we're grateful for them all and we're grateful for you being out there. Because we were wondering, weren't we? There was even talk, believe it or not, people. There was talk, and it may still yet happen, of PJ and myself moving later in the day because the world has just changed at the moment. And, you know, with less people being in work and less people being on the road so early and all that and people listening from home more. There was talk about PJ and myself doing a later show in the day, you know.
Still a chance of it happening. Maybe us moving to like 8 o'clock instead of 6. And
yeah,
just doing
8
that
to midday or something. Or whatever instead of doing 6 to 10.
Jeepers, so imagine not having to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, Jim. You'd miss it, wouldn't you?
Oh, you would.
Yeah.
No, God, I hope that doesn't happen.
There'd be no problem going that way. You'll wait to see when we have to go back, when this is all finished.
Oh my God, yeah.
You forget there's a 5 o'clock in the morning.
Anyway, listen, it may still happen. I don't know whether people will be into that or not, but it may still happen just with the way things are going. But anyway, for the time being, it's good to have you out there. Thanks for hanging out with us. Today, we've got loads going on for you. We will have a crack at the hit bit in about an hour's time. It's a classic hit study if you want to check that out. How much is it today, PJ?
540 quid today.
Coolabula, 540. We'll have a go at that. Final day for Lionel Richie tickets on the Breakfast Table quiz a bit later on. We are going to check in on the big grow, okay? Magic Mike, a.k.a. Lord Lucan at the moment, he'll be checking in on us with the big grow. I do have a confession, right? I feel like that kid who's going to use the old Dog Ace's homework routine.
I know, wait till you hear this now. But
you know the way we took them home while we were off for those few days? I forgot to bring them back. They're
basically
still, they're on my kitchen window.
Basically, he's embarrassed by his vegetables. He's embarrassed by the size of his vegetables, and he's afraid to bring them back in case we laugh at them. That's what's going on.
It was a genuine mistake.
Yeah, it was all... my vegetables are proudly hanging out the window there.
I know it.
Yeah.
You flaunt your vegetables at every opportunity you do.
Wait till you get
into other people's faces.
Wait till you get your feast, your eyes on me carrots later, don't you?
Right, so we'll have a version of the big grow. We will be checking in. And what else have we got going on? There's loads going on. There's PJ's
all the
PJ's hands are becoming a very big
bone of contention.
We need
to talk about my hands. We need to talk about all our hands. And what's happening to them? We're all walking around. It's like, come on, I'm seeing people out there.
I know, it is.
It's 22 year olds, and it looks like they're.
It looks like scurvy.
It looks like they're wearing a watch on a stick.
Anyway, all that happening, and of course, 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. Venus from Bananarama here at Classic Hits, 8:30 past 7 o'clock on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Bananarama seems to be playing a huge part in PJ Gallagher's life.
This is now 4 days in a row, or 3 days in a row. What is going on with Bananarama?
Well, Tara happened to mention that Bananarama did a... You know, that cover, not that cover, well, it was a cover, actually,
it was,
wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, with, it ain't what you do with...
With Terry Hall.
Yeah.
From Fun Boy 3 and the specials and everything like that. PJ's a big fan of Terry Hall. And Tara kind of...
And that was like...
Weed all over his parade.
That was Wednesday. And since then, the Bananarama ghoulies have been sticking them into every conversation and every show somehow that we've had.
They've been cropping up all over the place. Listen, quick happy birthday. Mad Mary is in Spiddle. She's
Go on, Mad Mary.
She's a frontline hero in Spiddle.
Good for you. Great.
Because she works in Spar.
Oh, you are. I tell you something. When I was reading some of the stories yesterday about the shop workers and security guards and hospitals and all are putting up with fair. It's just unbelievable. Fair play to you.
Yeah. So happy birthday to you, Mad Mary. Apparently, obviously Pete, the happy man, who's her fiancé, he's still in bed, so he hasn't bothered getting up to wish her happy birthday
yet. Come on, Pete. Stay in the old bag. Stay in the bag as long as you can.
So she needs a bit of a happy birthday shout.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Right now, I tell you something. We got to talk about... Gotta talk about PJ's lava.
Oh, I'm telling you, listen, it's not just me. Surely it's not just me. But if the hands washed off myself. We got here what time? We got here about an hour ago. Well, I got here an hour ago, right? You got here whatever, yesterday or something.
right, yeah.
And
close enough.
You walk in the door here, and the first thing you have to do is wash your hands, right? Because that's what's going on. Now, since then, I've made food, so that's meant I've washed my hands again. And then I needed to use the men's utility area. So I had to wash my hands again. So that, now, three times in an hour.
Yeah.
And I have to say...
Good to hear it.
The absolute... Well, good in one way. But at this stage, I'm starting to think a virus would be easier, Jim. Honest to God. The hands are
hanging
off.
Your hands are suffering. I tell you, I actually sympathise with you on this, because the backs of my hands in particular, they're as rough.
The backs of them. The
they're
rest
so
of them are
dry.
Right. And all this flaky skin.
Around the knuckles in particular. Do you find that?
Just all up the back of me hand, Jim.
I do realise, right, we're going to have to take this one on the chin, PJ, because, I mean, there'll be lads out there who do proper jobs on building sites and stuff.
Yeah.
Who have hands that are probably made out of that they use in NASA to send rockets into space.
They don't even have hands. They're like leatherettes hanging off their arms.
Exactly. And they won't know what a soft hand is.
Well, lads...
Because when you're in a... You know, like, we're like surgeons of the airwaves, aren't we?
Well,
I mean, our hands are important.
Well, yes, indeed. I mean, my hands don't really do anything useful apart from scratch myself. But it's getting to... We're all in the same boat. What's the story? How do we keep our hands safe? I've got this cream stuff yesterday.
Right.
And...
This is amazing, isn't it? This is a whole different side to BJ Gallagher that you never would have found out about.
Ah, Jim.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in it. But me hands really didn't like that. It was all red rashes and everything coming out. Both me hands flared up all red. And I don't know if that's because they were so raw they couldn't take the moisture. I don't know, hand cream.
Right.
Hand cream. Or if it was that I'm allergic to it, or because I've never used these things before. So I'm looking at, I'm Googling
did you,
here.
Did
all
you
morning.
Not have a consultation once with somebody who was, when you're on Young Offenders, and the makeup lady was kind of like, was giving you some advice?
Yeah, into, you know, from me face.
Oh, was that your face?
Yeah, because
you not use whatever you used on your face, on your hands.
No, man, you maniac. That was because I had loads of blackheads, and she was trying to be nice to tell me, you need to rub this into your face. And it was like a bag of sand.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, like, you don't want to be rubbing sand into
your... No, you don't, because it takes all the stuff out. I'm trying to put something back in. You're the same.
What about? I know, yeah, just my knuckles in particular, and in between my knuckles for some reason, are particularly dry.
Oh, jeez, I swear
and
to God.
And the backs of my fingers and stuff.
And when we finally do get to back to shaking
stuff.
Hands with each other, we're not going to want to touch each other. Because we all have these dry old pieces of old wood in our hands.
Scaly hands.
Scaly, and we won't even feel each other. It'll be awful. So we need to do something to protect the hands of Ireland. All
right.
The hands of Ireland.
You're trying to do it on a budget.
Well,
you don't want to be going out and buying one of these. You know those creams that, to be fair, women have had to endure for many, many years that, you know, it's the size of a thimble and it costs 150 quid or something in
no,
it.
No, Jade.
You're looking for something where, like, can you rub the skin of a rasher maybe on the back of your hands and help, like you used to do with football bills.
Or even if anyone... Yeah, you get a little bit of wax and you rub it in, you know.
So you're looking for a home remedy.
Well, I tell you, I'm looking for any remedy at all because I can't figure it out. I've been Googling all morning.
Right.
Any advice when it comes to hands that you find on Google, it's all because of how to wash your hands.
Yeah.
When it comes to hand care, there's not a lot. There's one article I found in Time magazine that gives you no advice at all, but just says why your hands get dry when you wash them. Well, I don't care about the why now, do I? I just want to know how to remedy the situation.
I have a sneaky suspicion there'll be quite a number of WhatsApps that'll come in with expressions like, man up, will you, for God's sake?
I will not man up. I'm literally trying to soften.
Come on. It's a new world, people out there. Men are allowed to have soft hands and worry about these things.
I want to be able to stroke myself to sleep at night. Nice and gently.
I really wish you hadn't said that.
Yeah, I do.
Oh my God.
I do. I want to be able to.
That's brought us into a whole different realm.
Running fingers through me hair.
Well, that you're on your own there, buddy.
While the other hand rubs the ears or something.
I suppose I could rub my fingers through my hair if I was talking about my chest hair, maybe.
Would Vaseline work? Would Vaseline be
I'm
a
sure
thing?
It would. I'm sure it would. If anybody has any suggestions for our PJ as to how he restores his previously soft and gentle hands.
Oh, so I just want...
That
like
isn't
going
to cost him an absolute fortune in expensive hand
any
creams.
Any sort of lubricant that could help me stroke myself to bed at night, again, would be great. Anything like that. Oh, listen to what he's after putting on.
Just to help you feel a bit better about your scaly hands
so
there,
look
PJ.
Look at he's after putting on, ladies and gents.
There you go, Michael Bolton, How Can We Be Lovers. PJ Gallagher was like a teenager that just had been given his own room there.
Ah, will you stop?
It was like, when a teenager plays their music too loud in their bedroom or whatever, and you can just hear like the tum 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 tum.
Oh yeah, sorry. I was spinning around in the chair listening to Michael Bolton, but the headphones got wrapped in the bottom of it. So I got all tangled. But I couldn't. That wasn't going to stop me singing a Bolton classic.
That must be one of the. You've enjoyed that more than anything. You were literally in your own little padded room bellowing it out.
Oh my God, it was so fantastic. I can actually do it shame free because Jim's not there to eyeball me and make me feel ridiculous.
You can check it out on his Instagram story as well if you want to see him in full action in his own little room there, spinning out literally to Michael Bolton.
Yeah, I still have to unwrap the headphones from the bottom of the chair now in a minute.
By the way, huge response.
Really, yeah.
Huge response
to
your issue about your dodgy hands.
Right, because I swear to God.
Including, by the way, Magic Mike, who said to use foot cream.
Ah, Mike. Sure, that's typical. Up and down there.
What do you mean by foot cream, Michael?
Sorry, I mean foot moisturiser, because it's like the rocket fuel of moisturiser. And my missus came down with some the other day and it works, I'm telling you.
There you go, PJ. And in fairness, your hands are about as useful as your feet. It's probably similar.
They're slightly less useful than my feet now.
Yeah,
at least
true.
The feet can walk the dogs, you know.
Yeah. Fair point, actually. Right, so foot moisturiser is the word from Michael. Somebody had said Silcox Base. That's quite famous, isn't it? Silcox Base.
Never heard of it. What's Silcox Base?
It's a
is that like the pseudocreme?
It's probably, yeah. Probably.
Is that, yeah, like pseudocreme? Or how do you say that? Is it cream or creme? I never know.
Yeah. I don't think it's a... I don't, yeah. Just I don't think you'd be held accountable for it.
The green crepe... The green... The grey... The grey... Oh, flip. Forgetting how to talk.
Anyway, we're not alone in this. Leonard's been on in Limerick. He says, Jim, you're dead right. My knuckles were bleeding yesterday.
Yeah.
As a result of all of this. Somebody else saying you can get cortisone cream in a chemist and it doesn't cost too much.
Cortisone cream, right?
Yeah, somebody else saying get face moisturiser. It's more gentle. Nivea Ladies one is non-scented and only about $7.
Oh.
$7.
$7. There's someone texting us literally from the past. Now we're getting text messages.
Chris. Wow. PJ, use working hands cream. €6 a tub. It's excellent, says Paul in Tipperary.
Very good. Right, I'm going to get onto this today because I cannot take any more of it. I was waking up in the middle of the night because of sore hands.
Aloe vera gel. Paul is in Balalia saying, mix it with tea tree and surgical spirits and you have a moisturising hand sanitizer. Actually, that's what Yvonne did. That stuff that I have is the alcohol mixed with tea tree oil, aloe vera, and I think there's a little bit of lemon in it. I can't remember the exact ingredients. It is actually very good, yeah.
You can tell which one of us lives with a productive member of society, yeah.
Somebody's saying you're right about the Vaseline, a small bit of Vaseline into the back of your hands, according to Siobhan, won't do you any harm.
See, isn't Vaseline is the WD-40 of health products.
It is.
If Vaseline can't fix it, there's something very, very wrong with it.
And here's one, actually Mike could be into this. Morning lads, use Aveeno. It's basically made with oatmeal and unscented.
Aveeno?
Aveeno it's called, yeah.
Apparently. Never heard of it, yeah. I've loads of these messages now. I'm going to be walking into a chemist and say, give me one of all of them.
Yeah. There's another one for Silcox Base. Somebody saying Flex It All is another one. Aldi's Finest. Works wonders, PJ, says Jer and Cork.
Right, there's an Aldi right around the corner from us here.
Yeah.
I tell you, but isn't it mad?
The world won't be right if PJ's hands were soft. I'm not quite sure what that means.
They will be.
Yeah.
I tell you, because it's
then
mad.
Then there's other people saying rude things.
Isn't it mad, though? Because I feel the inside of my hands is getting softer.
Yeah.
And the outside of them, the back of them, as if there's an inside and outside of a hand. The front of me, the palm of the hands and the fingers on that side, definitely softer.
But start using them the other way round.
Never thought of that, yeah. All I have to do now is just get the fingers reversed by a surgeon. I'll be laughing.
Right.
Okay, Ryan, that'll make stroking myself to sleep at night very difficult altogether.
Thank you for all of that on the WhatsApp. He'll go through them all. Fairy liquid, somebody has suggested.
Sure, that's what
called. Hands that do dishes that feed soft as your face. Yeah, Ryan, start doing your dishes.
Hands that does dishes sounds like a German fella that works in a restaurant.
Yeah. For hands that do dishes.
And his Polish counterpart as soft as your face.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. 7:23 here at Classic Hits. Thank you for hanging out with us this morning. Guaranteed Irish Van Morrison's Jackie Wilson said here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Happy Friday to you. Friday 20th of March. Hopefully you're in decent form. Looking forward to the weekend. All of that sort of shenanigans. It's a very stressful time, right, at the moment.
It certainly
obviously.
Is.
It's you know, this crisis has caused all sorts of unprecedented kind of issues and problems for people. And there's a general sense of anxiety and there's a bit of stress. And we're trying to alleviate that, right? And we were doing our best, Mike and PJ and myself and all that, to do our best to kind of, you know...
Lift the mood of the nation.
Lift the mood. Put a brave face on to see the silver lining on this otherwise dark cloud and all that sort of stuff. And then we got a message from our boss yesterday.
Oh, my God. He says
and it sucked all the life out of us.
Come here. This is what happened. So basically, You'll Never Walk Alone, the song, is going to be played out simultaneously on a number of radio stations across the Netherlands is where this started, right?
Right.
So this guy, his name is Sander Hoogendoorn.
I tell you, that name will go down in infamy, I tell you. Infamy.
And of course, he's from a station called 3FM.
Oh my God.
At least do four if you're going to do one.
So last year.
And he had the idea to bring all the radio stations in the Netherlands together and play You'll Never Walk Alone as a sort of a song of solidarity. And you thought maybe we'd be left at that, but no, a lot of Irish stations are now jumping on this bandwagon as well. And it's due to happen, Jim. Very, very soon.
Minutes away. Quarter to eight is when it's meant to happen.
So
this is supposedly happening in all around Europe, right? It's all happening at the same time. It's meant to be this song of solidarity, as PJ said, against the coronavirus and the whole idea that, look, we'll stick together and we'll get through this and all this sort of stuff, which might be a good sentiment. But why did it have to be that song?
Of all the songs, any other song.
Unbelievable. I mean, mind you, I've tried my best to find a silver lining in it for us, right?
Yeah, because, you know,
before anybody claims it. It's originally, did you know this? It's originally a musical song.
I did not know that.
Musical Carousel.
No, I thought Jerry and the Pacemakers wrote it.
He only did a cover version of it.
I did not know that.
It's written by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Right, and where are they from? Glasgow, is it?
Americans.
Oh, even better.
And also, there's a little bit of trivia that originally Manchester United fans in America used to sing it.
Oh, God.
It's sung by loads of places.
I don't know if that makes... I think you're starting to make things worse.
It's a Celtic classic as well. To throw that in there. But at least it's a musical. Now, unfortunately, I can't find the musical version of Rodgers and Hammerstein.
I don't think that's the version that would really be in the spirit of the moment, to be honest with you.
So it happens, right, in Carousel, the musical. It happens in the second act when Nettie Fowler, the cousin of Julie Jordan, sings it to comfort and encourage Julie when her husband, Billy Bigelow, falls on his knife after a failed robbery attempt.
Billy Bigelow sounds like, a goalkeeper for Liverpool back in the day, doesn't he? With a name like Billy Bigelow, like.
Anyway.
But yeah, so for three Manchester United fans to play this on the air, this is a big deal for us, I have to say.
It's going to be tough, right?
Swallowing a bitter pill.
Yeah. We're going to play it in a couple of minutes, right? It just so happens that our boss is a Liverpool fan.
Is he?
Yeah. Andy Bad News, yeah.
He's a Liverpool fan?
Yeah.
That's where the bad news comes from, isn't it? That's what it is.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth €540 this morning. We'd love to give it away to someone on the start of this weekend. And of course it sounds like this. That's the sound, but you can listen to it as many times as you like, as always on classichits.ie. But let's get straight into it. Megan is on the phone. How are you, Megan?
Hi, how are you?
Not so bad, Megan. How are you getting on?
I'm good, thanks.
Whereabouts are you in the world, Megan?
I'm in Tala.
In Tala, right, okay. So what are you doing? Are you at home? Are you still going into work? Are you self-isolating? What's happening with you?
I'm at home, actually, with my six-month-old baby, so I'm quite lucky.
Yeah. Hiding away from the world, as we all are, I suppose.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Right, let's try and give you a few quid, Megan. What do you think it is?
Is it CNC Music Factory going to make you sweat?
I don't know. Let's check in. CNC Music Factory.
Going to Lord Lucan in his porch.
Live from the porch, Megan. I'm not gonna make you sweat this morning. I'm just gonna tell you it's wrong.
So nice of him, isn't it? It sounds particularly harsh when it comes from his front porch.
Yeah,
like. Yeah. It's more of an edge.
A man literally in his ivory tower is decreeing puns upon you. Anyway, listen, Megan, thanks for having a bash with us. Stay safe. Good talking to you. Keep at it.
You too.
Cheers.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Take care. I'm waiting patiently. Catherine, how are you, Catherine?
I'm good. How are you?
Not so bad. Yeah, okay. How are you getting on?
Yeah, good. Just getting ready to work from home today now.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Have you got a proper little work set up and everything in the house now?
I do. I have like a little office area now set up, so it's kind of nice, actually.
Yeah. And at least the commute is much easier. Yeah.
Oh, it's great. Roll out of bed.
Yeah. Come here now. Listen, we were slagging Mike earlier on, right, about whether or not he actually bothered getting dressed because he's working from home today. So are you still in their PJs and slippers?
I am indeed.
See?
I tell you so.
See?
The workwear of the modern world, so it is.
Well, sooner or later, PJ Gallagher's going to give in to this.
Yeah, but I just come in here in my pyjamas. There's no one here looking at us. It's just you and me now, Jim.
That's my biggest fear, PJ. Yeah. That's my biggest fear.
You and me now, Jim.
Anyway, listen, Catherine, come on, let's try and give you the cash. What are you going for?
Okay, I'm going to get Sweet Dream is My LAX by Rachel Stevens.
Right.
Okay, over to you, Mike.
Rachel, you're going to have to keep those sweet dreams because you're wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Or even Catherine.
Catherine.
Oh, I keep calling her Rachel. It's Rachel Stevens is the guest. I'm so confused. I'm in a porch. Give me a break.
Good enough for you. Sorry, Catherine. Sorry about that.
So have a good day, right. Catherine. Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Right, there we go. Porch syndrome is getting in on
tell you something. He's getting very detached over there in Lucan Land, isn't he?
Yeah. Hey, how big is your porch, by the way, Michael? Is there enough, like, you know,
there's enough air in there? There's not really enough air, no. I'm going to have to open this thing because I'm slightly suffocating, but I'm getting there, lads. I'm getting there.
Right. And has anybody passed by yet?
No, like, I've seen one car go out this morning. Honestly, everybody seems to be still in bed.
Right.
Yeah, or else they're trying to get a bit of sleep and you're barking out your porch at them all.
The next thing to show up, of course, will be a Garda car.
Yeah, yeah.
Might be done from an exposure.
Can you just tell us what you're doing in your porch and your jocks all morning?
Right, cheers, Michael. Our Michael, of course, is broadcasting live from his porch, literally. Lord Lucan, he is today. Broadcasting from the porch of his house. But anyway, another chance to play with Niall Boylan. Niall Boylan has taken on...
The hit bit.
So he does it, I think, just before 2 o'clock.
Just before 2 o'clock, he can have another go. It'll still be 540 quid with him. He's taking it on. Taking another string to his bow.
Yeah.
Trying to spread a bit of positivity as well, I suppose.
I'd say that's killing him.
At my age, no, it doesn't suit him at all, doesn't it?
The hit bit. Yeah, George Harrison, Got My Mind Set on You. Here are Classic Hits, 8.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday, 20th of March. Hopefully you're in good form, despite the circumstances, despite the whole crisis thing that's going on. Have you got your ears up very loud again, have you?
I'm quite deaf, yes, I do need a bit of volume. I do indeed.
Anyway, we are here, we're live on the radio. We've got Magic Mike back at, or Lord Lucan as he's been christened. He's still in his porch. Are you still in your porch, yeah? He's gone missing.
He's gone.
He's gone missing in action.
Get rid of him.
We'll leave him to it, but trust me, he is there. So he's looking out for it. We're going to do our Peter Marr competition very shortly indeed. So he's on the case with that and also with the breakfast table quiz. That's happening before 9 o'clock. And one of the kind of sidebars of all of the stuff that's going on around this crisis at the moment is, of course, people and food, right? People have been kind of posting on social media, you know, the amount of food they're getting through because they're in their house and they're snacking and grazing and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And we are fans, to be fair. It's fair to say we love our grub.
Sure, look at us already planning what we're going to do. Like, because we can't go out for the weekend, we're planning our weekend's meal. It was 6 o'clock, literally 6 o'clock this morning, and we were going, so what are you having for your dinner tonight, was what me and Jim were saying.
Yeah, exactly. Now, mind you though, BJ has come across a food eating festival, of which normally we're big fans.
Well, look, come on. So many food festivals have had to be cancelled, so many great restaurants shut down at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's a real shame.
Except maybe for this one. I'm not sure the outcry is going to be the same.
I'll be honest with you. I'm glad this one is gone. And I don't want to sound cold-hearted, but when I heard today that the annual testicle eating festival had to be shut down due to the coronavirus, I do feel like it may be some good has come of this.
Yeah. I mean, this could be, you know, this is right up there with Eurovision being cancelled.
This is disgusting, Jim. This is disgusting. Look at this. Look, the festival was due to welcome 2,000 hungry locals and visitors to Deerfield, Michigan on Saturday. Attendees would have spent 12 hours eating plate after plate of steaming deep-fried cattle balls. Isn't that just disgusting? Organisers now had to pull the plug and because of the coronavirus, and they're saying they're so disgusted. The organiser, the main man, Nick Pulver, he's from the Deerfield Legion. He says, so many people look forward to coming here and eating testicles over the year. It's very sad that we had to make this decision, but it was made in the best intentions. And he goes, I think we've made the best choice to delay it. I think the world agrees that you made a good choice to not...
I think where the world disagrees is where you ever invented it in the first place.
Do you know what strikes me about this? The Premier League is called off.
Yeah.
Yeah. All like the big sporting events are called off. Massive festivals like Glastonbury has been called off. The Eurovision has been called off. But the ball munchers of Michigan, where they're going, just wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, let's not be hasty.
Let's not do anything drastic. Everybody loves eating an L-fuel balls, don't they? Like, no is the answer.
The other thing about it is, right, there's lots of food festivals around the world.
There
right?
is, yeah.
But I mean...
I know.
And don't get me wrong, right? I know people talk about whatever, you know, don't knock it till you've tried it and all that sort of stuff. But
well,
I'm thinking...
I've been knocking. you knocked, you know.
It's just the idea of a festival, an entire festival.
Yeah.
About eating cow ghoulies.
Testicles, ghoulies. It's ghoulies.
Like,
who knew?
I mean, if it was, you know, if it was a food festival and there was one bizarre sort of, you know, there was a lad in the corner who had a hut and he was steaming or deep frying or whatever he does with them.
It'd be like when you go to those summer fairs and there's all the food places and there'd be like the hipster coffee places and then there's the falafel, everywhere you go now there's a falafel tent.
Yeah.
And then there's like the, you know, the Chinese noodles or whatever. And if there was one lad down the back on his own selling testicles and steaks, it'd be like grand.
You'd say, right, okay, he's gone too far. Full hipster, yeah.
Yeah, grand. Well, I don't think you're... Yeah. But a full caveman is what you're going. If you're walking around with ghoulies hanging out your mouth, what's going on with you? Well, and then looking forward to a ghoulie festival for the whole year.
Would you
get out of the whole ghoulie festival?
If that's it, like, there's no way of denying that. Like, why do you go to the festival? Is it, you know, do they have music? No.
No, they don't.
Is there a whole range of different foods? No.
Well, yeah, there's curry ghoulies, spice ghoulies, herbed ghoulies, garlic ghoulies, ghoulies and fries, ghoulies and chips, burgers and ghoulies. It's a whole ghoulie menu.
Oh, and only now they've come to the conclusion that they, you know, it might not be safe to have this many people who enjoy eating ghoulies in one place at the one time.
I guess they were thinking at the start, look, at the virus, maybe we don't have to cancel, maybe we can just do a bit of a ging-gang ghoulie-ghoulie wash-wash. But unfortunately, the old ging-gang ghoulie-ghoulie wash-wash wasn't going to be enough.
It wasn't enough to cut it.
No, so...
ghoulie-ghoulie wash-wash, never enough.
No, they had to ging-gang goo the whole lot of it.
Kiss Me from Sixpence, Don the Richer here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 17 minutes past 8 o'clock. We have to say a quick happy birthday, PJ, because nobody has remembered that it's Cara Foley's birthday today.
Ah, for God's sake, happy birthday, Cara Foley.
So you can't be having that going on.
God bless us all.
Cara, happy birthday to you. Apparently Snapchat are the only people who've remembered it. Snapchat sent
I know,
birthday.
And that's not a real remember now, is it? I do feel sorry for, and yes, all of us, who are about to have birthdays in this season of isolation.
Miles away.
What are you talking about?
It's like, it's a month away or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well then.
No, do I not always celebrate the month into the birthday?
And the month after it, normally.
Yes, exactly. I tell you something, I do feel.
The build-up and the wind down.
They're going to be, well, I think that's the normal way. This year I might have to forego it. Which is fine, but it does
He's
mean...
He's saying this will be the greatest birthday you've ever had. Literally, you'll be in no fear whatsoever of anybody calling around.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a shock now finding out that your normal life has been referred to as quarantine for a long time.
Somebody actually sent me in fact, I think you were included on it, sent me a tweet saying exactly that.
It was a
picture saying, like, this is PJ realising
that they?
His normal life is in fact known as quarantine.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But having said that, I do, you know what I mean? You'd miss the hustle and bustle.
You'd miss shouting at people to go away.
You do. You do, Jim. You miss the impending fear that someone might call in.
Might knock at the door.
You know,
and you
might have to make excuses and all. You miss all that, you know. You miss the well-intended idiots that try and look out for you. You know, even though you're running away from them.
Batting them back.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, listen, Cara, happy birthday to you. Something else not to forget, of course, is Mother's Day this weekend. We're not forgetting it. We're on board with Peter Mark. And they've given us all this week, every day, they gave us a €200 e-gift card to give away so that you can celebrate Mother's Day with Peter Mark. If you check out petermark.ie, you'll be able to find out more about these. The idea behind the e-gift card, obviously, is the fact that you can adhere to all the protocols. You don't have to come in physical contact with anybody. You can just go on to petermark.ie. You can order your e-gift card for any value between €10 and €250. And then they will send it on your behalf via email to the recipient, to your mammy in this case, for Mother's Day, and then your mum can go online to petermark.ie and choose from all of their products and stuff. The salons are closed at the moment. They're closed until the 29th of March for the time being, but online shoppers can choose the full range of GHD stylers and tools, the fantastic L'Oreal Steam Pod.
Yeah.
And all the other wonderful gift
Three
sets.
Days we're trying to figure out what that is, but it sounds amazing.
And all you got to do is tell us why you love your mummy. Now, I mean, we'd like kind of a specific, right? Obviously, there's loads of mummies, absolutely all mummies, all deserving of it, and they're all great in their own ways. If you could give us like a little sort of, a little example.
Open the window to your mummy a bit and give us something specific to your mummy individually would be great.
Yeah.
Giving you more of a chance of getting that voucher for our Mother's Day.
And when you have it, just get it onto a WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Get it into us and Magic Mike will pick a winner, a final winner for this €200 e-gift card. Courtesy of Peter Mark. PeterMark.ie if you want to check it out for yourself. The e-gift cards and all of their online products as well. As I say, the salon's closed until the 29th of March. So just tell us why it is you love your mammy.
Easy as that. 087-188-0008.
Guaranteed Irish, the script and break even. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for hanging out with us this morning. Hopefully you're in good form. Happy Friday to you. Bit of a different Friday heading into it. It'll be probably a very different weekend, to be fair. But somebody who's not worried about any of that, they're having an amazing Friday, is Koch. Because Koch is celebrating her birthday today. She's 9 today, PJ.
Ah, happy birthday, Koch. Have a good one. Have a great one.
Over the moon. She couldn't sleep last night. She was so excited. She was up at 6 this morning.
Oh, I tell you, I know the feeling, Koch.
Hope it's good. Well, of course you do. When it comes to birthday.
Sure, I'm ancient and I still feel like that.
Anyway, look, lots of love to you, Koch, from your mum, dad, Sarah and Michal, and also big sister, Aveen, I think it is. So, Koch, happy 9th birthday to you. Right. Now, we've been talking a lot about people being in their houses. I know not everybody is. Well, obviously, we're not. We're here doing this.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, the old self-isolating and the old kind of staying at home and all that sort of stuff, it's led to weird things happening.
Well,
like,
for example,
you know, boredom setting in and actually doing jobs that you previously wouldn't have done in a fit. Well, like clean the place.
Well, this is the thing now. You see, what's been happening is we're all saying, oh, it's a great... Well, I know a lot of people who've been saying to me anyway, right. Oscar, isn't this a great opportunity now to get all the things done around the house that you were meaning to do but you never had the time? And it's suddenly dawning on me, honestly, I just never wanted the time.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do these jobs because now I've all the time in the world.
So yeah, time wasn't the issue.
And I'm not doing, I'm not doing any of them. Yeah. So they've started doing a survey about the jobs that people hate the absolute most when it comes to in the house, you know?
Yeah.
And I have to say, I hate every single one of these bloody jobs. I really do. So that top 10 worst and most hated household chores in the social isolation period that we've never been in before, and we have a definitive list. So
Well then hang on a second then. If we're going to go for the old top 10, we'll need to do it properly, PJ.
Okay, let's do this.
We'll need to do it properly. Let me just find... I've forgotten where it is now. So long since I've used it. Hang on a second. It's in here somewhere.
This is the first survey of a day we've done in a long time, actually.
It is, yeah. Why? That's, mind you, to be honest with you, the news in general has been sort of...
Well, it's all been all of this. I suppose there's been no... there's no cracking... there's no cracking any of these jobs. Or the virus, that's for sure.
Right, okay. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready, yeah. Go for it,
Jeff. Okay, right. Let's do it then. Hit me with it, PJ.
In at number 10 of the most hated jobs during a social isolation period, or whatever, pandemic, is cleaning the fridge, number 10. We've always been saying we wanted to clean the fridge for ages. Now we've the time. None of us want to clean the fridge. I have to say, I don't mind that because I never keep anything in the fridge, really.
Yeah, I mean, the cleaning the fridge thing wouldn't occur to me a great deal. Sometimes that, you know, that de-icing thing you have to do.
Ah, that's a course of a
job.
Yeah, all your good towels thrown around the floor and everything. And the old smell
your
of
your good
it.
Towels.
Oh, yeah, you smell of, yeah, well, you wouldn't use your bad ones. They wouldn't soak anything up. Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, so, yeah, the cleaning the fridge, well, yeah. Maybe I should clean my fridge more.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, just don't use it. Leave things outside. Paying your bills. Finally getting that chance to sit down and go through all your bills and sort out what you do and don't need. And paying, oh, God. And look,
does that classify as a household chore?
Ah, definitely. So that's literally the running of the house. Yeah. That was like me at my...
Well, it's not like you get a choice in that. If you don't pay them, they're coming to take the stuff away.
I know, yeah, but there's not like you get a choice in a lot of these. If you decided that you didn't like washing yourself or your clothes,
I suppose, yeah,
you'd be letting over.
That'd be a bit of a letdown as well.
Taking the rubbish out, number 8. I don't mind that. That's the easiest job of them all.
It's a wheelie bin, for God's sake.
That's always the dad's job in the house because he's useless. Yeah. when we were growing up, like.
Excuse me, I do that job.
Yeah, yeah, you're pure useless. When you were growing up, that was like, you know, a lot of houses were sort of divided into sort of domestic and maintenance.
Yeah.
And thankfully, this is now becoming a thing of the past, where the woman of the house would do all the real work, and then your man would go, right, I'll have a go, and just break everything and call another man in to fix up his damage.
Say call an ambulance.
So, yeah, and that, and probably that. Cleaning windows. I hate cleaning windows. I absolutely hate it.
That's a mank of a job.
I just make them worse. I can't use a squeegee. I don't know how to use it. The number six is vacuuming. Don't mind a bit of hoovering, actually.
Oh, I tell you, I'm the king of vacuuming at the moment.
Don't mind a bit of hoovering.
Now that I'm armed with me Dyson.
Oh, of course you
are. I mean, I'm active. Our house has never been vacuumed as much.
Jeepers, yeah, sure.
I'm everywhere with it.
I wouldn't say he's a carpet left. It's probably just threadbare old cords on the ground. He's been at it so much.
I even cleaned me Dyson the other day.
I swear to
you.
Cleaned
the filters on it.
That's what we were saying about Jim. It was great. You see, some people hit midlife crisis and they go out and they buy a Porsche. Or, you know, they do some stupid holiday that they shouldn't be doing and can't afford. They go off on a mad one and all. Jim.
Overspent on the vacuum cleaner.
Walked into Power City. Give me the best damn sucker you got. Oh, you've never seen him. He has pictures of it in his phone. And
I do know.
You do, yeah, yeah. I see you showing it off on the Dyson Enthusiasts Forum and all.
Yeah. Actually, that reminds me. I must pick up the Dyson Monthly.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a spoiler in the back of it now. A go faster stripe on his Hoover, he has.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Washing the dishes at number five. I actually don't mind that at all.
Anybody wash dishes anymore?
I don't know what dishwashers are for. I don't have a dishwasher. I don't like them at all. I hate dishwashers. It's a press for dirty dishes.
Because no. Washing the dish, like, that's the thing where putting stuff into the dishwasher, absolutely no problem.
No.
And you always have to try and time it so that it only finishes when somebody else, like when Ivana's in the house and she ends up having to empty it.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't like dishwashers.
She gets me back with the whole sort of, you know, emptying the washing machine and the tumble dryer and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, I don't know. I just eat and wash. That's all. I suppose I'm just on my own, so it's easier for me. You know what I mean?
Probably.
If I had a family of five or six, I'd be there going, someone give me a dishwasher before I give you all a kick in the arse. Dusting and cleaning surfaces.
Dusting is. It's because you have to move everything. It's moving stuff that
and
makes
then you
dusting.
Miss a bit. You're just picking up statuettes and all.
Yeah.
Not that I'm mad into the statuettes or anything.
And all you're doing is you're moving the dust from one place
to another place.
From the mantelpiece
onto the ground.
The floor.
Which is actually Jim loves because he gets to get
I get to be Dyson out.
His go faster Hoover comes out again. Changing the bed sheets. Horrible job.
Yeah.
Horrible job.
Especially duvets. When you end up inside it.
Inside and flopping and kicking.
Habit?
And then you lie under it and you're like, there's lumps everywhere. Yeah. And you can't close the, but you get the buttons wrong and you just leave it like that for a month.
Yeah. That is a nightmare, yeah.
Ironing, of course, the most universally hated job of all. You would have thought, but
never,
apparently.
I never do it.
I've never ironed anything.
Thankfully,
I never iron anything.
Thankfully, stuff magically gets ironed in my house.
Oh, mine doesn't.
I'm terrible.
I just hang it up in the shower and hang it next to the shower and let the
steam do its
thing. Let nature take its course. I've turned up for corporate gigs with collars in my ears and everything because I won't iron. Won't do it.
I hate ironing.
Oh, I can't do it anyway.
Well, that's the other thing.
And then they make things shiny and everything. Do you ever do that? You iron something and it ends up real shiny.
You iron it on the wrong side, like iron it on the outside or something or whatever, and you get shiny. Is that what you mean?
What side would you iron it? What do you mean?
Lots of things have to be ironed inside out, if you know what I mean.
What are you talking about? Is that real?
Let's move on.
No, hold on.
Is that what's going on? You know what I mean? Certain things, yeah. What are you asking me for? I'm no expert on it.
Like a shirt?
I'm only relaying what I've seen other people who know what they're doing.
Jeez, I didn't know you do it from the inside out. I've had lovely shorts and I've ironed them and they just start glowing in the dark. It never dawned on me to do it from the inside out.
There you go, you see.
Oh, for feck's sake.
Anyway.
So is that the same with socks? Iron your socks.
No, yeah, I mean, if you're ironing your socks, PJ, you're taking it way too far.
Yeah, yeah. I did know one fella that used to iron his underpants. And we were all working, I can't say who it is, but we were all away in the States and all on the job.
Right.
And he used to do the jockey walk. He'd be in one pair of pants and ironing the other pair in the morning in front of everyone. Thought it was totally normal.
The iron underpants.
Yeah, and there's me ironing the outside of me jacket, whatever I want. And the number one job, I probably suppose it's no surprise, especially nowadays, cleaning the jacks is the number one job nobody wants
Bathrooms
to do.
Bathrooms in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, sinks, baths, showers.
Yeah, sure, people
all that stuff.
Relieve themselves in there and all. It's an awful old room.
Yeah. It is weird that, isn't it? Bathroom.
That's horrible, I'm not
a fan of that.
Even showers and all. You know, you can see lumps of product and all.
Yeah.
And hair and plug holes. And old bits of nails and all. And then you'd be there going, I swear to God, if he doesn't flush that next time, I'm going to shove his hair into it.
And it's particularly weird for PJ because it's on his own.
Yeah, so I don't know who's...
Who was that doing that in the shower?
Someone's obviously...
Well, that was me. All right, well, hey, how very dare I?
I don't think so. I think I have a burglar that sneaks in and does it because it's not coming off me.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. CKES.ie.
Nice and simple this week. We've got a pair of Lionel Richie tickets for you to win each day. Final pair today, and all you got to do is get 5 correct answers.
Any 5 questions right, and it's all yours with the Lionel Richie tickets. Got a little bit of a different approach to the quiz. God, look what I did. I was reading all the questions and forgot who was playing. Gav Butler is going to have a go this morning. How are you, Gav?
Morning, gents. Morning.
How's it going, Gav? What's the story? You're out Mike's way. You're out in Lucan.
I'm not far from him, yeah. Well, I'm working in Kildare, but living in Lucan.
All right, okay. Yeah. Well, listen, all I just want to say to you is just be careful, right? Mike's in a porch, his own porch. So just so in case you're wandering around and you see a slightly unsightly man hanging out in his own porch, just be careful.
That's Don't call the guards, is what he's saying to you.
Right, so listen, what's your story, Gav? Are you working still, or are you at home, or what?
Oh, no, I'm one of the lucky ones. I'm working at the moment. I'm in transport, so we're not frontline, but we're doing a little bit, I suppose.
I think it's fair to say
it's frontline when you're at transport these days, to be honest with you.
Absolutely, I agree. Yeah. Right, listen, Gav, the very best of luck. I'm sure this is going to be no bother to you whatsoever. We just need 5 correct answers, and we'll give you those Lionel Richie tickets. You good to go?
Perfect.
Best of luck, man. Here we go.
Who was the first Pope?
Oh, Francis.
St. Peter, which author wrote the novel To Kill a Mockingbird? Harper Lee. In 2011, New Zealand hosted and won the World Cup in what sport?
Cricket.
It's rugby. What is the capital city of Peru?
Lima.
The scorpion represents what sign of the zodiac?
Scorpio.
Yeah, true or false, dolphins don't have teeth?
False. True.
No, false. I'll take your first answer. Which 3 colours make up the German flag?
Black, red and yellow.
Yeah, what is the capital of Greece?
Athens.
What is the tallest mountain in the world?
Everest.
What cartoon character says, what's up, Doc? It's Bugs Bunny. Which part of the eye controls the amount of light entering the pupil?
The retina.
It's the iris. Which Derby winning racehorse was kidnapped in 1983?
Sugar.
What is the total number of letter slates in a brand new Scrabble set?
9.
It's actually 100. I wouldn't have had a clue. I think it's safe to say you got there, Gav.
Yeah, you got there. There was a bit of a shaky start, Gav, but that's no bother. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Look, you did it in style.
And you knew Harper Lee as well. You just kind of backed out of it.
I couldn't get out of it, yeah.
I had my fists clenched as you were going, her. I was on, just say it. You know it.
Anyway, listen, good news, Gav. You got the tickets. They're yours. Lionel Richie, 6th of June at St. Anne's Park. I'm assuming at the moment at least that date will go ahead, but the tickets are yours regardless. Enjoy it. Happy Friday to you, man.
Thanks, many lads.
Cheers,
see
buddy.
You, Gav. Have a good one.
Yeah, the Bengals, Manic Monday here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 24 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Happy Friday to you. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning, of course, as always, heading towards the weekend. Going to be a bit of a different one, that's for sure. Different Friday, different weekend for lots of people. But hopefully you're going to get some sort of joy out of it.
Yeah.
At the moment, PJ is about to extract his joy from lording it over me again because...
Oh, yes. How is your vegetablas?
Look, hang a second. Can I just... I'm not sure if Magic Mike is still in his Lord
Lucan...
Oh,
he's there.
...kind of thing.
Oh, I am.
You
I'm
are
here.
There, right?
All
he's,
ears.
He's still there in his porch in Lucan. And, well, look at... Okay, I'm going to have to do that thing about, you know, the dog ate me homework, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because, Mike, you remember when we had those few days off... We didn't want to leave the vegetables unwatered and everything just lying around the studio. So we took them home to look after them for a few days.
Yeah.
And I just forgot to bring them back in.
He forgot his homework is what he's saying. Sorry.
You're having a laugh.
No, Magic just, Mike, he forgot his homework.
They're on my windowsill at home.
Yeah, and can I just say, PJ here, who may have overpruned his peas while he was on the break. I may have overpruned my peas.
Yeah, that's because you won't leave your vegetables alone.
Yeah, well,
You've
I know.
You've been at your vegetables as long as I've known you, to be honest.
And maybe if you took care of your vegetables a little bit more, Dave, you'd have peas and carrots as sproutly as mine,
well,
and
I'll
have them
something.
Actually in.
I know you have to take my word for it, but my growth spurt has happened since I was at
well,
home.
Well, we shall see. All is left to be peeleaved. Seeing as though you don't even bring it in.
Oh, Mike, are you going to let him away with that pun?
I'm actually quite impressed with that pun, I have to say. Well done, PJ. Extra point on the big grow for you.
Thank you.
This is a shocking outrage, this is.
Come on, lads. We haven't got shall out of time.
Oh, now look. This is
hang on. You can't bring fish jokes into it.
Oh my God! A shallot isn't a fish.
What's a shallot?
It's like a spring
well,
onion.
Well, Chris, maybe if you said shallot, which is the way it's supposed to be said.
Well, a shallot.
A shallot. A shallot makes it sound like some place that somebody goes when. I went to Mosny once and we stayed in a shallot.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a fish. It's more like a house than a fish.
I've just googled it here. Yeah, I can confirm it's not a fish.
Oh my
no,
God!
It's a small onion.
God, ladies and gentlemen, if ever you needed advice on gardening, we have a man here who thinks a shallot is pronounced a shallot, and the other lad thinks it's a fish.
I tell you, that's going to be the breakfast table quiz next week. Is a shallot? Is it a place in Mosny? Is it a fish or is it a small onion?
Sorry. Am I thinking of, is it scallops I'm thinking of?
My God knows.
Probably.
A scallop is a shellfish.
Mike's at home trying to grow scallops
in a pot.
Yeah,
wonder where it's all gone wrong.
I think I got to stay in a scallop this year.
My God, lads, this self isolation doesn't suit us at all.
I'll tell you something. I think the cabin fever set in with Michael. I don't know what. Can somebody go out and see if Mike's all right in his porch?
And if he has a fish, take it off him.
Yeah, for God's sake, don't leave him alone. Anyway, listen, all of this was meant to be about the big grow, because basically, innocent big grow is a challenge that PJ and myself took on, right? And the idea is that Innocent have partnered with growing experts at GIY, and the whole idea was to encourage schools. Now, obviously, with the schools being off because of this crisis, it's all gone a bit sort of weird. So I don't know who's looking after all of the school vegetables while they're not there.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I assume they did the decent thing and took them home.
I'm
like
sure they
did.
Like I did as well. I just took them back in when we were supposed to.
Yeah, well, I was just keeping in. I was staying in character with the whole.
No, you're not.
Idea.
You just forgot them. You literally just forgot to bring them in.
Well, at least I didn't think they were fish.
Well, neither did I, Mister. I speak French now over here in the corner.
Right.
Oh God.
So the idea is, of course, we're supposedly going to be judged at the end of this. Mick from GIY is going to come along and cast his view on whose man vegetables were the best. But I assume that a lot of the schools that kind of took part in the big grow, that they're probably growing this stuff at home, and, you know, students have been assigned looking after duties for peas and carrots and cress.
I'm sure they are, and they're all growing away, so it's been a great bit of fun, actually. Yeah.
Do you know what the other good thing about this is, right? That now, at this moment in time, with the way things have gone, school's been off, and, you know, a lot of people ending up at home and stuff like that, and as Mike will no doubt testify, trying to constantly find ways of interesting kids and occupying kids and all that sort of stuff, is the idea of growing your own in like, you know, pots in the house or in your garden if you have a garden. That'd be kind of a cool thing for kids to do.
I think it is a cool thing. I'm really enjoying it, to be honest. Yeah,
now, obviously not if you're Mike, because he's trying to grow fish.
I know, out of a pot, which isn't working out.
Yeah, that's very difficult in an old coffee cup.
I'm just disappointed we didn't try and grow shallots or chalets or whatever Jim calls them.
I thought it was a scallop.
So Mike, maybe you could take it on with your kids. Maybe you could try and grow something other than fish in your house or your garden or something.
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to definitely do that, because, as you rightly say, it is. It's hard. It's tiring to constantly try and entertain the kids. So it's a really good idea. And I'm going to check out the Grow It Yourself website and all that for tips.
Exactly.
It's going to be great watching Mike dig a pond in the back garden to grow potatoes in.
Oh. Wow, I tell you something. Of all the places I saw this conversation going, this wasn't
I did not think it was going to end in Mike's potato pond.
Oh, anyway, that's what it's about. The Big Grow is all about getting kids to grow veg, because the theory is, of course, if they grow it themselves, maybe they'll be more inclined to eat the veg. They take a greater interest in it. It's a healthier thing to do, all that sort of stuff. And if they start growing veg and they're successful at it, maybe they in turn can grow fish like Mike can.
You never know.
So who knows where this could go, people? It's going to be total self-sufficiency.
Well, you know what really they say. Good. Give a man a veg and you'll eat for a dinner. Teach a man to plant a fish and he'll eat for the rest of his life.
Absolutely. Now, if you want to get more background on this, why? I don't know. Not our version. For God's sake, go and get the real facts. Classichits.ie or innocentbiggrow.com. Innocentbiggrow.com, classichits.ie, and you'll find out more information there about the whole Big Grow with Innocent and GIY. And the idea behind it, and encouraging kids to grow, grow veg.
I think Mike has joined the surreal IRA. He's planting fish in people's cars and waiting for them to go off.
Oh man, you're on fire at the moment. You're on fire at the moment. I thought the Ging Gang Gooly Gooly Wash Wash was a high point.
That's Ging Gang gone long ago.